And now I'm going to move to reading about some prophecies about Maitreya. And this is called His Birth, Where and When. Where? And in those days the angels will assemble and turn their heads towards the east, toward the people of Persia, in order to excite the kings, and that a spirit of disturbance come over them and disturb them off their thrones. And the overthrow of the kingdom of Iran, a descendant of the Iranian kings, will be raised up as a prophet. Zoroaster. Oh, that first verse was from Enoch, 56 verse 5. And the second one was from Zoroaster, Dinkird. There are three requirements for these prophecies to come through the prophet they are for. One, he is to be born in Persia. Two, he will be a descendant of Persian kings. And three, it will be in the time of the destruction of the Persian Empire. Persia is where Maitreya was born in this lifetime. He was born in Tehran, in Persia, in 1944. Maitreya is son of Persian royalty. He is a descendant of the famous king of Persia, Nadir Shah. Later in the next section of prophecies, it shows how Maitreya's genealogy not only fulfills this prophecy, but also others. The Persian Empire was effectively destroyed in 1980, when the Islamic clergy revolted against the Shah and established their theocratic regime. It was six months after when Maitreya decided to stay in the United States and start his mission that this prophecy was fulfilled. And then from the sunrise, God shall send a king who shall give every land relief from the bane of war, nor shall he do these things by his own counsel, but in obedience to the good ordinances of the mighty God. The Messianic Idea in Israel, page 378. Persia is east of Jerusalem, which is the focal point of this prophecy, and Maitreya was born in Tehran, Persia, in 1944. Also, Maitreya is the king promised in this book, as he reveals in Tho how to establish God's kingdom of heaven on earth for all of humanity. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. Ezekiel 43, verses 2, 4. Again, Persia is east of Jerusalem, as was mentioned above, and Maitreya was born in Tehran, Persia, in 1944. Maitreya is the glory of God, because the revelation that he has brought to humanity is the most glorious, and it glorifies God to the highest. Indeed, the only time that the whole universe rejoices and glorifies God to the highest was when Christ opens the book, Revelation chapter 5, sealed with the seven seals, Tho. So Maitreya indeed brings the glory of God, represents his glory, and is the glory of God. Furthermore, it is the glory of God who enters the new temple and brings the new city. These are the same promises as in the Revelation that are about the coming of God's Son and the establishment of God's kingdom. Maitreya has revealed the shape of the temple to be built in the shape of the greatest sign, which further glorifies God. He also has revealed how to establish God's kingdom in Tho. God indeed will be the king glorified. Read the books Kingdom of Heaven on Earth and Mount Zion and Zion, an explanation of the system. The treasure is returning from the West. Maitreya, Lord of the World, by Dr. M. Doriel. Maitreya was born in Persia, which is west of Tibet, from which this and most prophecies about Maitreya as Buddhists expecting to come from. In the chanting, he, the Great Spirit, has said that he is expected in the East, but also expected in the West. Nature Graph Publishers, Inc., 1963. Maitreya was born in Persia, which is east of the American continent, fulfilling the first part of this prophecy. Also, Maitreya was brought to the West, America, and thus also fulfilling the second part of this prophecy. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24:27. Maitreya was born in Persia, which is east of Jerusalem. Also, Maitreya would go to the west of Jerusalem, to America, fulfilling the second part of this prophecy. Baha'u'llah instructed that they, the Bab's remains, be brought to Tehran and be placed in the shrine where they would die, as the Bab himself requested, where they would be, as the Bab himself requested, within the shadow of his beloved. Release the Sun by William Shears, page 221. Maitreya was born in Tehran, Persia, about 100 years after the beginning of the Bab's mission. Maitreya is the fulfiller of this prophecy, his beloved. Prophet Muhammad was asked who were the people of God, referred to as another people, who were to replace the Arabs. One of Muhammad's followers, Salman, a Persian sitting near him, One of Muhammad's followers, Salman, a Persian, was sitting near him. Muhammad patted on the legs of Salman and said, "He and his people." Nasafi, volume 4, page 169. Clearly from this hadith, we can see that the next prophet would come from Persia. Maitreya is the fulfiller of that prophecy. It seems that it also was fulfilled with Bab and Baha'u'llah, who were from Persia. However, since Maitreya is the culmination of all the revelations and prophets before him, it also relates to him. This is true in all prophecies and revelations before Maitreya. That is why Maitreya fulfilled more prophecies than any other prophet. Follow the course of your journey towards the north and visit Tehran. Beseech Almighty Providence that he may graciously enable you to attain, in the capital, the seat of true sovereignty, and to enter the mansion of the beloved. A secret lies hidden in that city. When made manifest, it shall turn the earth into paradise. The Dawnbreakers, Nabil, page 86. Direct your steps to Tehran, which enshrines a mystery of such transcendent holiness as Shiraz, the Bab's own birthplace, cannot hope to rival. The same book, page 96. In these prophecies we see clearly that the next prophet to come will be born in Tehran. Maitreya fulfilled these expectations. Also, we see that it is Maitreya who will turn the earth into paradise. That is, he will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. He has fulfilled the latter prophecy in Tho. He will be born in Kalki, in the family of an eminent Brahmin of Shambhala village, endowed with the 8 superhuman faculties. Vishnu Purana 4:24. I think that's verse 4:24. Maitreya was born in 1944 in Tehran, as we have previously seen, and his grandfathers were renowned religious leaders, so he was literally born the son of a Brahmin. His grandfathers lived in a village called Shahrazar, which sounds very similar to Shambhala, in one of the northern provinces of Iran, /Tehran. Maitreya's grandfather was the high priest for 80 villages in that province, and had great control on what was going on in them. We know that many Hindus are awaiting the coming of Kalki from the west of India, and Persia, Iran, is west of India. The Kalki avatar is the final prophetic figure in Hindu literature, and is the equivalent to the seventh angel in the Bible. This point will be clarified later on in the section called The Kalki Avatar or Hindu's Prophecies. When? Be patient until thou beholdest a new creation. In the year 9 ye will attain unto all good. In the year 9 ye will attain unto the presence of God. Epistle to the Son of the White Wolf, page 141. Say, this is the hidden knowledge which never changes, because it begins with Alta, 9, which indicates the treasured, manifest, well-fortified, and unapproachable name. Elder Miller Translation, page 31. All have been enjoined to follow the precepts of the book until the year 60, the year of the advent of God's wondrous manifestation. Writings of Baha'u'llah, page 155. The birth year of Maitreya is a 9, Alta. It is 1944. 1 plus 9 plus 4 plus 4 equals 18, and 1 plus 8 equals 9. And also according to the Islamic calendar, Maitreya's birth year is also in the year of 60, 1362. I have another prophecy also, Tibetan. It is predicted that the manifestation of Maitreya shall come after the wars. Maitreya, Lord of the World. Shortly after Maitreya was born, World War II ended. The Allies were winning the war, and those who started it were losing. When he was less than a year old, World War II was practically finished, was winding down. So in a sense, you can say that with his birth, the wars ended, and he was born after the wars. And there are many, many other prophecies that Maitreya fulfills that we have not had the chance to compile, and I'm sure we will never get them all. There are thousands.